exciting, it was going to be dramatic for me. But I've got lots of things happening in my life. It's not as though it's going to be the end of anything. It's going to be the start of something new. I've loved my 45 years or whatever it is with TMS, absolutely adored every moment. And I shall never forget it. And it was a wonderful way to go out, with surrounded by all my friends. And the ground and all the members in the pavilion gave me such an extraordinary, surreal welcome, really. It was unbelievable. And there we are. I have finished, but goodness me, I've taken home some happy memories. I've had some wonderful, wonderful times, and a lot lies ahead in the future. I'm not going to deal with yesterday for too long. I'm going to look forward and deal with tomorrow.
No, but as a man who loves this sport, you have had a standing ovation and a lap of honour at Lord's and been into the England dressing room for a drink after the close of play, haven't you? I mean, that's very special, whether you're retiring or not.
Well, I know, but I don't want to make too much of it. I mean, it was wonderful. But can I say one thing? I was, if you like it, the central figure in this. But it was Test Match Special. It's a reflection on not me. I couldn't have done it without Test Match Special. Now everyone who runs it, Adam Mountford, Henry Moran, back in the old days, Peter Baxter and Shobha Patel and all the others, and all the commentators, all the summarizers, they've done it just as much as me. And it just so happens that I've been the one there for the longest time. They couldn't think of a good enough excuse to get rid of me.
And I'm sure the other thing that you would agree is that it's a great sport to work in. It is a proper family when you work in cricket. And I know that I had it on a monitor here. Sky gave you a remarkable send-off as well. And you will miss the cricket family, surely.
Yes, of course I will, but I shan't run away from them. I shall be there. I shall see them surreptitiously, and I'll tell you what, I shall come to the ground and come to the commentary point, and I shall be permitted, I shall be allowed to visit the bar, and which I haven't been allowed to for years. You see, every cloud has a silver lining, doesn't it?
I hope you have a good drink tonight, Henry.
I certainly shall do that.
And I know you've thanked all your listeners, but if I can, on behalf of the listeners and those that have grown up listening to you like I did, thank you. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
My dear old thing, it's been absolutely my pleasure.
And it's been ours too. Take care, Henry.